to Ewan and to Louise with their studies there as well. So listening to all of that was Sally Hunt, who's the General Secretary of the University and College Union. That's the Trade Union and Professional Association for Academic Staff Working in Further and Higher Education in the UK. Good afternoon to you, Sally.
Hi there, Sheila.
It's interesting, this. It's not simply a North-South divide or a, you know, or an England-Wales or a Welsh-Scotland divide, is it? This can be street by street, this
yeah.
disparity.
The really disturbing research that this shows is that you can literally be living cheek by jowl within one particular city, and in one constituency you have much higher qualification rates and therefore much more life chance
What can possibly be the explanation for that, apart from bad schools, good schools?
Well, I don't think it's a simple explanation, and I don't from this research think it would be helpful, certainly for me, to do a blame game, because I listened to John and I realised that he is an example of a further education professional who is working extremely hard to give the best chances to his students. I listened to both Louise and Ewan, and clearly something didn't go quite right for them in their school. What I also know is in higher education that we have many, many academics working very hard but under a great deal of pressure. What I think we have to look at, and you won't hear a trade union leader say this very often, Sheila, but I actually agree where David Cameron has said that we've got to compete in the global race. But
that's the 1 o'clock news dealt with. 2 o'clock, the 2 o'clock news dealt with. Sorry, we've had the 1 o'clock news.
The point being that every politician will come up with some soundbite of that nature.
Yeah.
But the reality is, until all politicians on all sides sit back and really recognise that what they have to do is invest in everyone's potential, and that's at all levels, we're simply not going to ever be one nation, and we're simply not going to be getting it past the starting line in this global race. And I look and I see real things that have gone. I see breakfast clubs that have cut. You know, we know that children don't learn well if they're hungry. I see Sure Start going, and we know from the age two upwards is a pivotal time in a child's development. I've seen EMA go. We know that teenagers need help to get to college, and that's gone. I've seen career service support cut. I've seen Aim Higher, which was to get FE college students from backgrounds that didn't have the qualifications or the experience into higher education. And I've seen fees in England triple. So I don't think there's one reason for it. I think there is a lot of evidence that tells us that with the support being withdrawn, this divide between parts in the same city, between different parts of the country, is going to be exacerbated.
But you have just painted a very you have painted a picture of destruction with the breakfast clubs, Sure Start, you know, the physical education, other things. Is that how you see it? Do you think that bit by bit, and possibly even unwittingly, in lots of different ways, that there's a kind of destruction of the good stuff going on?
I think that unless you recognise that there is a need for an absolute package of support for students, different students needing different parts of it more, then there is going to be an attrition of the quality of our education, no question about that. One of the things that I thought was interesting that Ewan and Louise alluded to was that they were non-achievers. One basic thing here, how much pressure has been put on schools to say we're getting C grades and above, as opposed to we're looking after every student? That's one little example, but you've got two students there who both said, I didn't get any exams, I wasn't very good at the academic side, and they didn't feel like the system was there. Now, either I have to say that there are thousands of teachers throughout this country, thousands of lecturers throughout this country who are deliberately ignoring their students' needs, which I don't believe. Or what I say is that there's a system that's got holes in it, and that different political masters and mistresses are exacerbating that. So this is something that every political party should take notice of, because it's their constituents who are not getting the chances they deserve in life.
But on what Ewan said, he said more than that, didn't he? He said if teachers didn't like you, you could be moved to a lower group, a lower class. That's not on, is it?
Well, I wouldn't support that, and that's something that I would have wanted, actually. It would have been interesting to hear more about really what happened to him at school. What I think is important, though, is to recognise that there is a system that is underfunded. There is a system that has been exposed to constant change, and it doesn't matter, Sheila, which bit of it you look at. That's the point, I think, that we all have to focus on. What's happening is that people are falling through the gaps, and that's something that I think we should all worry about.
Thank you very much, Sally Hunt, General
Secretary.
Thanks, General Secretary of the University and College Union. Now, here's Orna.